Yeah, Tristan, it looks like you're moving around better. Are you feeling better out there? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. It's been a long journey, a lot of ups and downs, but I'm finally starting to get my little feeling back and just starting to get better. And the more I practice, the more I play, it's just going to get better. So by the time March comes around, I think I'll be 100% for sure. So
how much of it is just is confidence on the strength that you've built up over this time of rehabbing?
It took a lot of time. I mean, again, it's more mental than physical, you know. It's just, you know, you just got to start over again. So it's a long process, but the more I play, like I said before, the more I play, the more I practice, the more I'm around my teammates and play with them and stuff and get that chemistry, it just gets better. So
Davion, how do you feel about playing a non-conference game in the middle of the Big 12 schedule?
I feel pretty good. I mean, especially because when I was at Auburn, I played there before, and they had a great atmosphere. The student section and was good, and they played really well there. So I feel good about it.
Does that arena remind you of any Big 12 arenas, the atmosphere?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Texas Tech just because, I mean, it's so loud in there. The student section is, like, ridiculous, and, yeah, they play really good at home.
Justin, how important is it for, you know, the team to be on their A game, especially just, you know, so you all can showcase, you know, the pride factor of what Baylor basketball is, you know, when, you know, ESPN, the Big 12, SEC Challenge, just, you know, kind of what it means to you guys?
We take every game, you know, like this, we treat every game the same. So this game isn't any different from Kansas to Oklahoma State or anybody like that. But now that we're number one, we got a big bullseye on our back. So every game is going to be every other team's championship. So we know that we got to bring our A game every day, and we can't slack off on anything. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Davion, defensively, this is probably going to be one of the bigger challenges you face. What are you seeing from them? Because they really do score a lot.
I've seen they do a lot of ball screen. They got a good guards, good wings. Their four men can shoot, so it's gonna be pretty. It's gonna be pretty good, especially because we switch ball screen. So I think we'll be fine.
Tristan, Baylor's done remarkably well in these challenges. I mean, y'all take some pride in that y'all done so well over the years in these.
Oh, yeah, we do. We're very competitive, so we want to win in everything we do. And I know we have the best record in all Big 12 schools, so we just want to continue that tradition and continue it tomorrow at Gainesville. So, but, yeah, we take it very seriously, though.
Tristan, what kind of challenges does Kerry Blackshear present? I know he's one of their best scorers, their big interior presence. What do you think about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. He was really great last year at Virginia Tech. They definitely had a championship-level team last year. I know that Florida's a young team, and he definitely brings a lot of experience and a lot of composure to the team. But he's definitely a really good player, and you know, I'm ready to see what he does against us, but we're ready to battle against him, though.